Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You know what I did today?
What?
Got in at 6:35, got my car from the auto shop, brought it home, played with my kids, got on the bus here, biked a little bit of the way, got a smoothie. I'm here. Grown as F.
Grown as F. Do you live on a farm? You've done a whole day already, and it's not even 12 p.m.
I do more.
Take your time, honey. You can do it.
No,
you can do
it. Get my inhaler.
Hey everybody, I'm Michelle Buteau.
I'm Jordan Carlos, and welcome to Adulting from WNYC Studios, the podcast where we learn how to be grown-ass adults
together. And in this episode, we hear from two really talented people.
Carrie Coddett.
Yes, and she's amazing. She's Brooklyn born and raised. She has amazing style, and she tucks her shirts into her pants in a way that I could never achieve in Catholic school.
And we also had Michelle Collins.
Yes, her name was Michelle.
Michelle.
My belle. Michelle. She's a real one.
She's a wit. She's quick.
She's not a fake one.
Whip smart.
So get out your pen and paper and get ready to take some notes so you can take in all the wisdom we about to drop on you. Ding. I'm your host, Michelle Buteau. This is Jordan Carlos. This is DJ Don Will, motherfuckers.
Hey, everybody.
Make some noise if you have no idea what the fuck this is.
Yes!
Wait, why are the people that work here clapping? Like, not okay. This is like our 12th show.
This show is a check-in. We check in with each other to see how we are getting through
not
our
on
adulthood.
Facebook, but like face-to-face.
Yeah, like check-in safe this week from the disaster that is adulthood. That's basically
that guy's yawning. Perfect. Did you get enough vitamin D today, bitch? What's going on?
You're hungover? What'd you do last night, man?
Ooh, who did you do?
What didn't you do? What?
Picklebacks?
Let the man speak. What?
What the fuck?
The Hump Film Festival.
The Hum?
Hump.
The Hump?
Hump Film Festival?
What
made up. At. Love it. He filmed porn.
Guy that's going to play me in a Hollywood movie, please tell me what the Hump.
I know.
Please stand up. And
he looks
they
like
don't
he's
know
from,
what.
He
please
looks
stand
like he's
up.
From Hamilton, like, the musical. Yeah, yeah, I love it. Look at that curly hair.
You look great.
And that well-manicured beard. He's got fucking beard oil in his back pocket.
Leave this man alone.
What? That was a compliment. Oh, okay. You can't tell because of my tongues. I'm from Jersey. I get it.
So you went to the Hump Film Festival. You watched a couple of films.
Porn. Just
anything,
say porn.
Anything good?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Great.
I don't give a fuck about the movies. What'd you drink?
What
did you
drink?
Hook up
what
with anybody?
Did you hook up? Fingers in you, fingers in somebody else. We're married. Get to the fucking facts, bro. Shit.
That should be a Lionel Richie song. Fingers in you. Fingers in somebody else. Fingers in you.
Fingers in somebody else. That's great. Everybody's like, is he going to make that note? I'm going to make that note.
Oh my God, is this your SNL audition?
It is. Somebody get a baby grand out so I can do fingers in you. Okay. Well, congratulations. Did you wake up in your own bed with somebody or did you wake up in somebody's bed with somebody else or just alone in somebody else's
That's
bed?
A lot of...
What the fuck happened?
Somebody else's bed with somebody.
Yes!
Nice air horn placement, DJ Don Will.
He's doing the right thing on the weekend.
I like this guy's energy. Were you dragged here, sir? I love it.
He got the dragged energy.
I gotta get through this.
Yeah, he looks like he's got that energy like he's at a Macy's fitting room just holding everybody's shit while his woman tries stuff on.
You can make it, Ethan. You can do it.
I believe in your talent and ability. Yes.
Gotcha.
Are you married?
Yes.
You got the married energy. Where's your wife?
She's in Cincinnati right now.
Bitch.
Oh, what the fuck are you doing?
That is so spicy. Okay. So you came to a show by yourself and sat in the front?
No, I'm with my friends.
Okay, Dirty John. Okay. Welcome back to with Deltany, everybody.
Yeah. Yay!
To bring our first guest to the fucking stage. I've known her for a while. She's so amazing. She's got so many great stories, and she like goes deep hard for Brooklyn in a way that like is like a Spike Lee movie, but like with brown titties, and I'm so excited to have her. Please give it up for Carrie
Condit!
Yes! Girl magic! Mama!
You look amazing, Carrie.
She always looks amazing. You.
Flawless. Doesn't she look flawless,
folks? So talk to me. Born and raised in Brooklyn?
Born and raised in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
My whole entire life. Only ever lived here.
That's so dope.
Ever.
The longest I've been out of Brooklyn was like 3 weeks when I went on vacation last summer.
Oh my God. Oh, that was your Rumspringer.
That was, yep.
You got off the compound. You're like, this is how the other half lives. Bye, bitch.
Wow.
And wait, you have Caribbean parents.
Yeah.
So you're first generation.
First generation.
How'd that go?
It went well. You know what's funny? My parents are the only Caribbean parents that I know that didn't set any expectations for my sister and I. Like, they don't want us to be doctors or lawyers. They really don't give a fuck. They were like, okay. It was so strange.
That was my... So my mom's Jamaican. My dad's Haitian. Same with me. They were just like, don't get pregnant in high school. And you did it.
Same. Did it. I dodged a couple bullets.
Yeah.
I had a few abortions, not gonna lie, but still.
I mean... Yeah. And it's not like I put it on their credit card, so I'm adult. You know what I mean?
Exactly. We
my body, my choice. Too much? Not enough.
Oh, man. Oh, dear.
I know. It's You're 5 o'clock on a Sunday. Get into it, bitches.
We all have to go to work tomorrow. Let's do this shit. Yeah.
We don't have jobs. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Speaking of jobs, you were a writer on White Sinex, Problem Areas.
I was.
You were the only black woman.
Yes.
That sounds like a problem area to me.
Was there a one black lady in the back? Absolutely.
I know. Was that Goofy? Who was that?
I don't know. Goofy's it was the most friend. Diverse work situation I've ever been in. Like, there were like 5 and 6 women. There was another black dude. So I was just grateful. I wasn't the only black person.
Okay.
I felt like it was the most diverse sort of situation I could hope for, especially for late night.
Did you ever have to do, what's it called, emotional labor, where you had to like answer as like for all black women and things like that?
I didn't feel like I had to answer for all black women so much as I felt like I had to answer for militant black people. Because our show was based on like the police, and we spent 8 episodes sort of unpacking the problems and like systemic police abuse and what that was like. And I had been researching like police brutality and what to do on my own in my spare time. Like, I need to do something because that's a hobby for me. So when I came into that show, I felt like I needed to bring that perspective. You know, I live in Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn. It's like we were focused on like the NYPD. So had to like champion for that cause.
Right. Yeah. And what are you walking into a room, right? Like a writer's room or any type of office situation. What do you think the biggest misconception as an opinionated black woman that people would have?
Definitely that you're angry.
Yeah.
And it's just, first of all, I'm already dark skinned. I already speak like this because I'm from Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I yell at you, that's how you know I like you.
Yeah.
If I'm nice to you, I'm probably going to fuck your boyfriend. So it's like, I need to understand.
Who said that?
So I think that's the biggest thing. Like, people just mistaking your passion for, like, anger. And you never hear, like, white angry men. And nobody's angry than white men.
Trust.
And they call women emotional. And it's like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. You're absolutely right.
So what did you learn from the show? Like, do you want to do a late night show of your own?
Yeah, I was working on my own late night situation right before I started working there. But you're never going to turn down experience
it's from a good education.
Working with Wyatt Cenac. And it was like, I did one season there, and I learned, and I was like, this is really cool. Yeah. But I really like being on camera, on stage, so I felt
Girl,
like
you cute
creatively
as
stifled 10 months in a room. You don't put her in a room.
I know.
You don't even put her on a podcast. Y'all got to see me. I hope there's a visual situation.
It will be.
Digitally.
There's the internet. Fucking make an Insta
story. We'll take some pictures. Don't worry. We'll take some pictures. We're going to tag you. We're going to get the good angles.
Can we get
don't
back
worry.
To you fucking people's boyfriends? So, You are, and this is, and this is also a very Caribbean thing too, like owning your sexuality. Like when I was 6 years old, I learned how to waltz work from my older cousins. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like carnival is like nothing. You put on a bikini and some butterfly wings, and you go like juve with fucking everybody else and play mass and shit. So like, yes. When were you able to like really own your sexuality and not apologize for it?
Well, the stuff that you mentioned, because like I grew up playing mass, dancing. Mm-hmm. I never felt, there was nothing about that that was sexual. That was just like dance. That was freedom of expression. But like, yeah. In terms of sexuality, I think I was a little bit advanced. Like I went to high school when I was 12 years old.
And, what?
Okay. And everybody, okay, Brown City, Julie.
I mean, I'm not a brown. I might not have went to brown, honey, but.
And when I got there freshman year, everybody else was already having sex. Like 14-year-old girls, they were already fucking. And I was like, really? Like I came in just like kissing. Somebody else taught me what 69 was. Just like, you don't want to put this number after your AOL screen name.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so cute.
Was that a teacher? That is a good tip. Are women or men, are people intimidated by you?
You gotta ask people. I think so.
Are you dating?
Especially, oh god.
See,
I have not. It's so bad. I'm doing a bit about it. I'm like, I have not had sex in 10 months.
What?
That's too long.
And if you think that's bad, I wrote that joke a year ago.
No. You know what? I'll tell you what. Wow. It's sort of like Richard Gere in Pretty Woman. It's like sometimes you got to get on the balcony and see what the view is. Don't be scared.
I'm not scared. It's just hard to meet people, especially as like.
But it's not even about. It's easy to meet people. It's hard to get to know people. Sometimes you just gotta sit on a dick and just like, you know. I met my husband out of a one night stand.
Well, she obviously.
The thing is, I want.
You have standards, and you. Yeah.
No, it's not even all of that. Like, I want to be a hoe, but my heart's not in it.
Okay.
Like, I really wish I could, but yes. I have to like your personality. It's more than just a physical thing. Like, I really wish I could just be like, let me fuck you, but dudes talk and it ruins it. She gets dry.
Right.
It's like, fuck. Shut up.
I know. But
I'm so mad.
Yeah. You want to take your time. Is that what you're saying? Like, you want to meet somebody, you want to take your time with
no,
that person?
Or
is
it just. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if I found someone, if there was someone now, anyone, please, anyone out there,
anybody, stand up. Turn the lights on
this
right
is a
now.
Town that was hard. That was good looking and was well, like reasonable.
Ethan's, you special.
His wife's out of town, so.
How do you break up with somebody? Have you broken up with somebody?
I broke up with my last boyfriend.
Ooh, that's so adult. How you do it?
We just knew. Well, this is a different situation because we were together for like 5 years and we're like soulmates and we had like this great love. But he's damaged because his mother never loved him.
Ooh!
And that's a real thing. Like, you cannot combat that. There's no, you cannot love a man out of that. So he was just like, yes. We can be together forever like this. You could be my baby mother. We could do all this. I was like, sir, sounds like you're trying to sell me short. And yeah. I'm not here for that. So I don't have any more years to give you, sir.
Yeah, wow. But thank you, sir.
But I love you still, baby. If you listen, man, I wish. Like, if you could just go to therapy. I believe in you.
Thank you for believing in him when he doesn't believe in himself.
Like, what's the most grown-up thing that you want for yourself?
You
want to
do it for yourself. Yeah. Adult, yeah. I mean, you're pretty much doing a lot of stuff right now.
If
you're
I did
focused.
This show a month ago, it would have been a different answer. But right now, for like the last 3 weeks, I finally feel like I'm tapped in. Like, I started by making up my bed every morning, which is a small feat, but it's a big thing. Clap it the fuck up.
I love that.
I write in my gratitude journal every day, every night, a 5-minute journal.
I hope we're in it.
Yeah, I didn't know. I said, I hope that. They said, what would make your day great today? I said, having a great time at my shows tonight and getting to, yeah.
I'm manifesting that. I'm eating well. Yes.
Before I go to bed, I write down my list so I know what I'm doing the next morning. Like,
ooh,
it's lit.
Shit.
Yeah, and then you gotta manifest that dick. Carry
I hope so.
Yo. Woo! She's amazing. God damn.
Question.
Let's go.
Pretty good handwriting.
Okay.
Should I be friends with someone from New Jersey?
Parenthetical, I live
fucking
in the
rude.
City.
She I am from Jersey, from you New dumb Jersey. Motherfucker, all right? And first of all, I would not be friends with you if you paid me. Secondly, I'm giving my right eye a heartbeat. Thirdly,
you should not. We're yeah, terrible.
I'm
We're
sorry.
Terrible.
I'm sorry I wrote that question, all right? All right, what the hell am I supposed to do with all this mail? So many papers.
Oh, it's true.
Where do I put
it's so
it?
Rude.
Thank you. Love you.
Oh, my God. Was that a thank you?
Yeah. What do you do with all the mail that you get?
Oh, it's terrible. Sometimes it does pile up. And then other times, like, I just, like, get really high and go through it. Like, I'll have a little edible and just go through mail. Like, it's fun.
Don, what do you do with your mail?
I leave it on a pile on my table, and I kind of use it for, like, to-do lists and scrap paper.
That's very
yes!
good.
Yes! I do like yeah. a to-do list on the fucking paper.
I try to make sure that it makes it into recycling. Like,
yes.
I usually open just about everything that looks pretty important, but I try to make sure that if it's a letter, then I put that also in the scrap paper bin for my printer,
yes.
which is really helpful. And then I just feel fucking good
yes.
about like printing shopping lists or whatever the fuck.
Not mad at your journey.
Thing. Thank you.
Wait, let's just like...
Why are you guys not writing this down, okay?
Because they don't have any paper. They recycled it. Dad joke. Okay.
Hiya.
My boss is a jerk and no one believes me. What should I do? You know what? I will say that when I first moved to New York City, I used to edit at WNBC overnights, and there was a lot of like dudes that were grandfathered into the business,
yes.
and they didn't know anything. They were just there collecting money. And this dude was like older, just like very racist. And like, it was the first time someone made me cry that I didn't know.
Right.
And just the way that he talked to me was like, I was less than, and that I would get fired. And then I was like in trouble for just like going outside or like mm-hmm. being peppy. And like, I was only like 22 or 23. And I realized that I was like, oh, I don't know how to deal with manipulative people. Right. Because right. it was like a backhanded, passive aggressive, racist situation. And so because I have light skin, he thought he could also talk shit about black people to me. And that was really the first time I was put in that position. And the black woman was our boss. And
what?
So, yeah. So I was like, this guy's terrible. And it was really hard for me to understand why he was terrible and like explain what, like how he was terrible. Right.
Yeah.
And I remember I would like cry and I was just like, I'm not even fucking this dude. And I'm crying. You know what I mean? And
no, I don't. But I will say that, yeah, I have had people on a job like police my behavior. And so I come to like, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Being so mean that I ask them, I don't know if this person is doing this to you, but I ask them, I'm like, are you straight up like policing my behavior? And when you ask someone that,
so sassy.
They'll be like, no, but you know, and run away. Because once you call out what they're doing, they will stop. They will stop, or they will become more conscious of what they're doing. Believe me. We're gonna get those motherfuckers. We're gonna get them.
We're gonna make it.
Yeah,
we're gonna make it.
I love it. This is like turning into a TED Talk.
How do you tell a good friend/roommate that you don't want to live with them anymore?
Holy shit.
Mm. Are you here with said roommate?
You don't. People are crazy. What you got to do is be like Shawshank Redemption, burrow your way out, get on fucking Zillow now, and find a new place, and then just be like out
at
the height of the night. That's what you got to do.
That's hard.
What have you done that before? Have you? I know you have. You've.
Yeah, I had one roommate, and that was enough. Because she was so pretty, I thought she'd be clean, and she was dirty as fuck. I was like, how are you so pretty and so dirty? That's not fucking cleaning. You just dusted. And then she really loved olive oil, would put it on her hair and her face, and all the doorknobs were like fucking slippery. I was like, what the fuck? And then she had an all-white cat named Cocaine. I was like, what the fuck is going on? The cat was evil.
Who were you roommates
and then,
with?
I don't
Gia
know.
Karanji?
She was a pretty bitch. Like, she was a pretty bitch
oh
that I knew.
Oh
I don't
God.
Know. That's hard. Wait, you can. You.
I kind of did something similar, but it didn't go well.
Okay.
What did you do?
In college, me and a bunch of my friends were going to live together. We're going to move off campus.
Yeah.
I went to school in Ohio for a year.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And for our second year, sophomore year, they're like, let's get an apartment together. I was like, cool. Looked at the place. We were going to sign the lease, and then I moved. to North Carolina.
Oh, that's fucked up.
And I didn't tell anybody I was going to North Carolina for school. I just kind of left.
You just ghosted?
I ghosted.
That is
that's
so fucked up.
That's what you
up.
Do. You sign that second year lease
that's
extension, you're like, I'm out.
That's what he was saying. You got to fucking get out of there.
No.
Start the cars.
That is such a sophomoric thing to do. I think we should bring our last guest
bring
out.
Bring out our last guest.
She's
let's
so
do
fucking
it.
Dope. She's yes. so fucking dope. I've known her for fucking ever since I first started comedy. Mm-hmm. She has a beautiful name. It's Michelle, LOL. She has a show on Sirius Radio.
Yes.
She was on The View. She's been on a ton of other shows. Oh my gosh, she hosts like the after show of 90 Day Fiancé, which I can't, mind blown. She's already done everything she could fucking do for me in life. I love it so much. Please help me welcome our friend Michelle Collins! So good. You look so good.
Give him a little something, yeah.
Serving Ashkenazi goop in a way I was not ready for.
I was like, what is it, 68 degrees? I'll wear my woolen onesie. Anyways, yeah. I have rain hair. And
your hair's
that's
beautiful.
Your
you're
rain hair?
Beautiful.
You look
I know.
Amazing.
Hair, and I'm showing a little angst. Boys, hello. Shaved up to here. What's up? Let's
what's
talk.
Your bedtime routine?
Well, it sucks yeah. now. Okay. I feel like I had kids, even though I am like...
You have a morning show.
I have to be at yeah. my show at 7 a.m. live every day, Monday through Friday. And I... Thank you, guys. And also, I love to complain, so it's like actually perfect because I can bitch about how little sleep I'm getting without yeah. having kids. So like, you know, like I can tell you enjoy doing that because yes. it's fun. You like yes. to make people feel like shit. Yes. And I'm like, I slept 4 hours. Anyways, I love doing that. Yeah.
God, oh God, so you must be like so sober.
No, I, no, not even, no, not at all.
Not a little bit?
No, I go yeah. out and I drink and then, I mean, not every night, obviously, but like if I have an event,
yes.
I'll go to an event, I'm a lady.
Oh
this
my God,
is you're... also so flattering. Yeah. Michi and Jordy's, what's new? Talk to me.
We're no, we want to talk to you.
We're interviewing
so
you.
Many
you're our
I know, but I haven't seen guess. You guys in so long since the last show, really.
But yes. I know, but now I have like questions for you. Okay, so what should we, okay.
You know why? Because
the biggest crush when you were a kid.
I had a crush on this kid, Kevin. We went to see the Aristocats together when I was in kindergarten. And I am 78. Thank you. And I remember that I thought I missed our date. Like, I remember I fell asleep and to take a nap. And I woke up and I had that moment where I was like, it's tomorrow. And I missed it. And I started to cry. I was like a little kid. And then I had a crush on this kid, also very little, who was in my swimming class. And I just remember Godzilla-ing around the pool chasing him. He didn't love it. And then, you know, I was like, and I have very long arms and legs. You know, my ape index is like through the roof. You know about the ape index?
No, what's that?
It's what like German rock climbers like compare.
Right.
They compare their height to their arm width.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Yes. So I'm 6'1", already yeah. monster-like. But then I have a 6'4" wingspan. And when I know, I'm like Phelpsian. Like when I Google, but I'm also fat. So I'm like, what? Like, how did I get fucked?
You're
I
not
be,
fat.
Stop. I should be climbing. Listen, don't start with me. I go on The Real Real. I put in the XXL, fingies crossed.
I know.
It's very relatable content.
I'm
I don't know
like Gucci. The only thing that fits is perfume.
Fuck that noise.
Yeah.
What is one habit you need to let go of this year?
Oh my God. That's a really good question. Mm-hmm. What's one habit? Like shopping. That's okay. a real one. That's a real answer. Yeah. I actually learned something that I have on my show. I have, I think they call it like shopping bulimia or something, which I'm not, you know, it's 2018, so can I even say the B word? But
it's 2019.
It's 2019.
That's exactly right. Well, that's my time.
But
by the way, that's the amount of sleep yeah. I get every night.
Also, living yeah, in the past.
I'm sorry. Like, I was, no, but it's where you buy a lot of stuff yeah. and then you just return a lot of stuff. So I do shop a lot.
Okay.
But then I return a lot of stuff. Do you do that?
Well, Amazon lets Amazon lets you return everything.
I don't do Amazon though because I don't like the packaging.
You know
there.
What I do?
Oh, if I buy something too get? Small, like ASOS, you know what I'm talking about?
I know.
Amazon sends you unnecessary boxes and wrap
all
and shit.
Plastic bubbles, and yeah. I'm like not even.
I want to return it,
turtle.
But then I don't, and then I keep it in my closet for like almost 2 years, and like and I donate it to Jamaica.
That's nice. I donate. There's a church around the corner for me, so I'll schlep like container store shopping bags. Can we discuss the best? They're very stiff, even though they're plastic. I'll stiff it open. I'll toss all my garbage. Hope there's a giant in the neighborhood who like needs stuff. And then that's like every time I go and I'm like, fingies crossed, Hodor lives, you know, down the block. And I'll drop a bag of my garbage off, and they're always like, thanks. And I'm like, there's stuff with tags. Like I'm always nice. Everybody's like, there's stuff with tags.
Yes.
And they're like, you can go. They don't want to be. I'm like. okay, enjoy it. You know.
But let me ask you this. I feel like you're a neat person. Are you like, I get a feeling of like neat organization. Like if you went packing for a trip, there would be bags within bags within bags.
No, that's my mother. But my mother is like anal retentive. You know how you're not your parent? So like if your parent is messy, you'll be neat, et cetera, and it kind of gives you ass down. So my mother is like Nazi white glove, like honestly OCD mental illness neat.
Okay.
And so I'm not dirty. Like I dust. I love a Swiffer. I love anything that attracts dust. I have two Dysons. I go. Yes. I put them on each arm and I just Edward Scissorhands my whole house. I go full Doc Ock. I just wave them around. I suck everything up. But I am not, I'm not neat. Like because my clothing, I go crazy. I have like a lot of stuff. So like finding, I don't know, especially because I'm waking up so early. So
you
I'll
know
be
what
like
it is too?
Crazy in the morning.
For
finding
me at
stuff.
Least, like growing up, I went to a lot of Catholic schools, so we had like one civilian day where we got to wear an outfit. Mm. And then my dad never wanted me to buy another outfit because he's like, there's no holes, you're fine. I'm like, this isn't Haiti, okay? Can I just get another fucking shirt? And then when they started making plus size clothes, I was like, oh, I didn't even know how to shop for myself properly.
Yeah.
I would just take clothes and like manipulate. And now that there's so much plus size clothing, like I can't stop buying
this
shit.
Is exactly what happened to me. So when I was in high school, oh, I love to brag, I was homecoming senior princess. That means I got second. Because Sharon Walker of North Miami Beach, Florida was homecoming queen and punched me in the face as I congratulated her. It's a long story. But when I went to get my dress, this was in 98.
Yeah.
I went, and where could I go? I was like a size 14 or up. Yeah. I went to Macy's and I'm also 6'1". So I ended up, you know that back in the day, before like they had nice plus size stuff, that shiny jersey that had the glitter glued onto it. Does anyone in the audience know what I'm talking about? Yes, you know what I mean.
I will show you my prom dress. It you were describing
my
it.
Feet stuck out of it. I looked. Mm-hmm. It was just an absolute nightmare dress. And I wore it, and I got crowned. And then now I'm the same way. I'm a size 11 shoe. I'm not a tiny size. They have ASOS, like all the tall shit.
Yes.
I'm like, I need it in case I have. Literally 20 gowns. I have 20 gowns.
You have 20
house.
Gowns?
I'm not
Giovanni!
Being sarcastic. Literally. No, because I find a gown that's long and I'm like, I have so many events and I love to be heckled. So it's perfect. I just love everything I love in one thing. Yeah.
Dorinda.
Let me ask you a question. You're a hostess. You're a hostess. But do you often host
at Fridays, by the way? At Fridays.
Oh my gosh.
If you need a table, you host.
A hostess because she has a vagina.
You're a host, but do you host? Do you host at your home?
Yeah, I do host in my home.
Okay.
I have a roof area in my house that's really nice. So I have people to the roof.
Oh my God, invite us. We're great guests.
I would love to have you. I just built all my IKEA furniture and it was an absolute pain in the ass. So yeah, come over.
Oh my God.
Anytime.
How did you do that without losing your mind then?
Well, I was fully sun poisoned. It was like Castaway. I was painting pictures of Helen Hunt on the side of the wall. So I did lose my mind, Jordan. Thanks for ringing it up. And also, do you know what IKEA did to fuck me? So I bought these beautiful loungers, like really nice. I did the weight test in the store. Like I bounced on it a little bit.
Too.
In case anyone came over, you never know. So I was like, okay, this will support like at least 350 to 400 pounds. So then, so I started building it and they sent me two of the same armrest sides. But I didn't realize it. Oh. Like, it's almost like an IQ test where when you figure out that they fucked up, because you're just getting it wrong over and over again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They are here to like mentally fuck with us. Okay. I can't explain it. Like
little
homeland.
By little.
No, you already little explained it. I'm going to ugly cry like Carrie. How do you make adult friends?
That's a great one. You know, I'm just friendly. I don't know. How do I make friends? Are you a friend grabber? Do you make friends through your friends?
Sometimes.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
I do that.
I'm also a friend hoarder. Like, the way I am with clothes, I am with people too.
Like, do you not like when people befriend your good friends?
I don't mind, but then I have to become the therapist for the two that when they start pissing each other off.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I don't like that.
But I feel like you could talk to anybody. Like, I feel like the neighborhood is your friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would go.
That paints me as an absolute lunatic, but yeah, go on.
No!
I'm just like, hey, George. I'm talking to a fire hydrant. Yeah. Like, George, you're thin. It's like an Afghan dog.
We talk about this all the time on the show. We have no idea.
Sorry.
In your adult life, how do you break up with a friend?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that, you know, it's tough. That's a really tough one.
Yeah.
Because I'm very sensitive with, I'm thinking about this out loud. Yeah. And I actually talk about this on my show too, about like toxic adult friends. It is, I think it does have to come down to ghosting. I hate to say it. I do think that if there is not like obviously with a friend, like no sexual connection. And sometimes it's just easier. At least, like, I'm a Cancer with a Libra moon, which is like a full recipe for like anyone else. Great. Anyone, do you know what I'm saying? Cuckoo. Anyway, so I prefer the ghosting aspect of it because I think that it's kinder. Otherwise, what do you say? It's like, you know, I can't explain it. Like, I just feel like when you know someone is toxic and when you know there's no going back from a hurt or a pain, and I do carry pain like very deeply. as does my mom. Like, it's just how we were kind of brought up. My mom cuts people at the fucking drop of a hat. I mean, my mom, wow. I did not have a good role model for... I don't do that, but I'm saying that, taken me time, you know what I mean, to realize, like, oh, that's fucked up what she does, you know?
Right. Do you talk it out with people? Give them a shot if they've pissed you off? Or is it like...
Yeah, with good friends, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. What about when you're on the other side of the... When someone's mad at you, then what do you do?
I'm like, you're ridiculous. Ugh. Why would you be mad at me? I'm perfect.
I know.
Like, I'm here for you. Don't ask me a question unless you want the answer. And also, like, I you know, people being mad, not being invited to, like a show or my wedding, it's like, calm down.
A show or your wedding?
Weddings, by the way, I think that weddings are expensive. Weddings are the ultimate fuck you moment in a friendship or in a family, and everyone knows what I'm saying, because it is. That's why people walk away from weddings like, I'm never speaking to them again, or if you weren't even invited, forget it.
Yeah.
You make a union and you break up with like 7 people at once. Weddings are the ultimate decider. I have a few people I need to cut. I need to get married. Just to let them know.
Just to let
over.
Them know.
Like, I get a hint. You're not
that.
Coming to Vegas. You're not the match pee.
I love that.
So let's take some questions from the audience. We have a lot. Yes.
Right. Yes, do it.
You guys having fun?
Are you guys? Yeah. We've been okay.
Very fun.
I feel like
spotlight's on you.
Spotlight's on me.
Yeah.
Girl, where do you think you're going? I won't sing that. What if I just truly spotlight's on me? I would love that.
Wait. Tell me something, girl.
You know I sing that at my show.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
But I sing it.
Are you
I go,
tight?
I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never leave the ground.
Thank
we cannot afford that song.
So rabbinical. When she, wait, that's a freedom for me. Now I'll sing the whole thing. Okay. The idea of me singing like on a podcast is like, I'm at the end, like giving a steak to the dog. Good night, Moon. But let me add that it's so rabbinical. If you sing that,
wow.
What is this, Pesach? Where am I davening in the Chabad? It's so rabbinical. Okay,
I can't handle any of it.
So, I love it so much. I have people come duet with me, and then I can sing really deep opera.
I know that.
My dream is to be Javert in Les Mis. Like, I'm like, happening. Get the fuck out of here. Give me Javert.
There, out in the darkness. A fugitive running, falling from God, falling from grace.
I should have just started with this. I didn't know there was so much. Made for mistake.
Who are you?
Yo, man, hook it up. Hook it up.
All vagina. All right. I'm moving to a new city. How do I make friends? Where are you moving, kind person? Oh, you're not going to make any friends.
No, there's no...
Do you like them? I'm really sorry.
Those are sociopaths. Yeah. They're not...
Are you remotely funny? Are you like on a scale of 1 to 10? Are you like a 3 funny?
I'm quite charming.
Okay, you'll be the...
charming.
She'll be the funniest person in D.C. When I go to D.C., the people in D.C. are so serious that if you're remotely funny, like say one funny thing in your lifetime, they'll be like... Who's Kathy Griffin over there? Like, they don't know what to do with it. So the charm factor will actually... listen to me. Go sit at a bar. They're actually nice in D.C.
They're
I'm not talking
nice.
The Trump people. I'm talking like humans. No, you'll be fine.
Beautiful.
You'll be fine.
I just came in from D.C. this morning. It's only 3 hours away.
This is like another targeted cue to Mish.
Oh, shit.
At what point do you think singlehood will be considered acceptable, a la marriage, kids, blah, blah, blah? I mean, is it a choice?
Fuck.
It's kind of like, you're single. Like, it's either you want... I mean, if you want to be single, I don't see what the issue is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think singlehood is definitely accepted here in New York City.
It's not about being single or being with someone or having kids. It's just about being happy for yourself, I think. Yeah. And the great thing now, it's like, do you remember like when we were growing up and like somebody's parents would get divorced and you'd be like, holy shit, they got divorced. Are they on crack? Like everything was so fucking precious. And now it's just like, we are all dipping and doing it and living our lives. And I feel like getting back to what you were saying with people in D.C., as long as you're not a sociopath, you okay. So I feel like singlehood is fine.
I'm waiting for that first round of divorces to come through. I'm 37. Mm. It's time. Time's running out.
It's happened.
It's happening now. I'm like literally waiting outside of New York, like city court. I'm like, what happens? I'm really sorry. What are you doing there? Like, your name's Tinder. That's a new app.
That's
called recently,
good.
Like, divorce, say what?
Yeah.
And it's also good for widowers. I'll wait outside. Okay. How do I pretend to be excited for a wedding? What does it say?
How do I pretend to be excited for
a wedding?
A wedding.
Just leave it at that.
After
That's
wedding.
A good question. I think how do you pretend to be excited for a wedding is I will say, as a single person, you get excited about who you can possibly make out with. I think going weddings are a great fostering ground for big time sluts. And so you show up, just live your best life.
You know what, too?
But not anymore because everyone's married now.
I guess. But when I was a single friend going to a wedding and there was no plus one because people are fucking evil, they would always like sit me at the table with couples they didn't like. Like in a corner, I'm like, put me with the single people, even the old people that like drink.
I had friends invite me to a wedding that I sort of invited myself to. I was like, I'll be there. A destination wedding in Santa Barbara. Beautiful, lovely couple. Wait, and I get there. I was like, I looked like Princess Amidala. I was frosted in the face, like little red lip. I was like, I'm ready. And she sat me across from her like rabbi who was obsessed, this old rabbi who was obsessed with me. And he would not stop talking to me like through all the vows and everything. I was like, rabbi, like I was getting so upset. And then I had, she had like gorgeous friends. They were all, and they were all like the couple's friends were all at their own table. And I was like with all the scraps.
No.
I know. And I still
been there, done that.
It sucks.
It's terrible.
But if you get a plus one, you can't really bring a girlfriend. I feel like people get pissed. You have to bring someone.
They
in a
do
couple
get
with.
Pissed. I don't give a fuck.
Because it's like wasting their money. You know what I mean?
That's what they think. But I'm like, she gotta give you a gift and pay for her fucking head, her meal. So bye.
All right. Two of my best friends just became business partners. Hair studio. This sounds like trouble. And their communication styles are clashing. One tells the other to fuck off with her feelings. What should they do? I think you should stay out of it. What's the next question? That's such an easy one. Just mind your own business. Am I wrong?
God.
Yes.
No, you're not wrong at all. No, right. That is...
Yeah.
How many spare... Oh, rolls of toilet paper is too many?
How many rolls do I have? I was like, three. That's so funny.
We get a toilet paper question at least every fucking show.
You gotta have at least...
Is that a question that an adult actually has?
What's the matter?
Have at least four rolls at all times.
Yeah. At least
Thanks,
four
Dad.
Rolls.
I mean, that is...
I go to Costco and then I go and I buy. I walk out looking like Mrs. IBS. I literally walk out marshmallow manning. They're like on my arms. I'm like, hi. Like paper streaming. I love toilet paper. I buy the Charmin and I buy their Kirkland brand paper towels. Forget about
it. Oh, it's
the best.
Good. The best. Kirkland is really like the Bushwick of Seattle. Go on. Jordan, what's the question?
What's one piece of laundromat etiquette you would want a newcomer to know?
Ooh, okay. You guys, I used to hang out in a laundromat when I lived on 56th and 9th. And people would fucking talk to you. And they don't shut the fuck up. And it's hard not to make eye contact. You have to like work really hard at it.
Headphones.
I didn't have headphones back then. I think I had like a CD strapped to my arm. And I was just like...
Radio Rahim, yeah.
So. Yeah, I was listening to Mary J. Blige. But and you know what? You know what's good etiquette too in the laundromat? Don't fold your fucking panties. Like all out in the open, like fucking be ashamed, scrunch them in the back like an adult, and fold them at home. I don't want to see all your fucking panties and your stains and your life.
When I do my laundry, because I have laundry in the building in the basement, and I have about 700 pairs of beige Spanx, and it literally looks like a Mrs. Doubtfire convention came through my fucking apartment. It's like genuinely so many beige, like holy things. And I will just take every washing machine up with beige Spanx. When I lived in LA, I would send my laundry out. Did I ever tell you this quickly?
No.
I would send my laundry out, sparkling coin, do not use them. And one day I called because my laundry was late, and I was like, hi, you know, I want to speak to Brian. Like, and they go, is this Michelle? They like knew my voice, and I was like, yes, it is. They go, one second, like dying laughing. I was like, what the fuck? And then they were all like crying laughing. They came back on the line, and Steve and my friend said they've all tried your Spanx on 100%.
No!
I would send over truly, it looked like from like Drag Race, like pads and shit. And I would send it, and they for sure have all, and they're probably a little guys. They like, went over their head, they're long, you know. Yeah. Anyways, thanks for listening.
Oh my God. Wow. Last question, okay. Michelle. Fuckers. This has been so fun. Last question.
Okay. When is it time? This is a really beautiful one.
Okay.
When is it time to give up on plan A and rethink a plan B?
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Fuck.
Everyone
does
that. But you know, everyone does that. Don't you think so? Where you think something's going to turn out one way and you kind of have to go with the flow, I feel.
No. Yeah. I think if you have high expectations, your patience must match that.
Yeah.
So I don't think you should give up and do plan B quite yet. If you're still in this town and you're still in the rat race in the city, like it took me 10 years to get my first like network writing job. And that was the 10 years. So do you think I thought I wasn't funny. I thought I wasn't talented. And it's true. But I kept going. You don't give up.
Keep it up. Right?
Done well. You got anything?
Right?
I would say if it's absolutely to the wire, figure out how to harmonize plan A and B, but don't give up.
That's beautiful.
Hey. We don't want you guys to give up. Thank you so much for coming to
Adulting. Thank you for coming.
You guys have been fucking amazing. Thank you for hanging out.
Give it up for Michelle Collins one more time.
Be kind to each other. Wear condoms. This was such a great show.
Michelle Collins is nonstop fun.
Ah, I burn calories every time I hear her talk. And Carrie caught it.
I love her. She the best. Adulting was produced by Blakeney Schick and Odelia Rubin. The adulting team includes Joanna Solitaroff, Paula Schumann, Joe Plord, Keegan Zema, Irene Trudell, and Chase Colpon. And the live show is produced by Christian Banda.
Our theme music is by Isaac Jones with additional music by DJ Don Will.
And if you like this episode, don't forget to rate us.
Or write a review.
Write a great review. And subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss out on our next episode.
That's right. And remember, guys, if you're single, don't forget to open your heart, your mind, and your legs. Ow. What? Love is a lottery game. No one's playing the lottery. Once you got to sit on that dick and figure it out.
Why did you have to look deep in my eyes while you were saying that?